cheered Christmas, Vatican Radio asks leaders of Christian churches, ecclesial communities and charitable organisations to share their greetings and reflections on the significance of the season with listeners. Today we bring you a message from the Primate of All-Ireland, Cardinal Sean Brady.
Some people say the true spirit of Christmas has vanished. I don't agree. We need to know where to find it. Recently, I think I got a new insight into the meaning of Christmas. I went to visit a school in my diocese, St. Mary's College, Dundalk. There, the students had carried out a survey to find out what was the best gift to give at Christmas time. The answer they came up with was rather surprising. They decided that the best gift at Christmas time is time. To give time to myself, in prayer, reflection, self-awareness. To give time to others, in friendship, conversation, courtesy and kindness. To give time to the world, in helping and thinking about those in need. Out of that reflection had come for those students the desire to give other things as well. When I met them, they were busy packing Christmas hampers of food for poor families and filling shoeboxes with toys for poor children and planning a pilgrimage of missionary outreach to a country in the developing world. I felt the spirit of Christmas was very much alive and really at work there. I recently visited the parish to present the 2009 Person of the Year Award. This year it went to a family, father, mother and their 38-year-old son, Gerard, who is completely deaf and suffers from cerebral palsy. This couple have many children. When their son Gerard was born with his special needs, they decided they would care for him themselves in their own home and give him as full a life as possible. And so his mother learned sign language to communicate. Now, she says, Gerard not only knows all she's trying to tell him, but he also knows what she's thinking. Gerard's father is a keen football fan and has passed on his love of football to Gerard. They never miss a match. The award was presented to the family in the parish church, and the parishioners showed their strong approval of the choice with thunderous applause. Gerard was radiant with joy, secure in the love of his parents. The parish in question is Monaster Boyce and was once one of the most important monasteries in Ireland. I couldn't help but think that how pleased the monks in heaven must be to know that the spirit of what they began 1500 years ago continues to live and to flourish. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. May that Son, Jesus, give you many blessings, deep peace and great joy as you celebrate his coming among us as man to save us this Christmas.